USA Radio News.
Trump administration officials have been waiting for news from both Saudi and Turkish investigations after the Saudis confirmed Jamal Khashoggi's death. But they're saying he died after a fight.
I've spoken to the king. I want to speak with the crown prince. And, you know, I think we're getting close to solving a very big problem.
The president said it's a good first step, a big first step. He said Saudi Arabia has been a great ally, but what happened is unacceptable. Earlier, the White House issued a written statement saying it will continue to advocate for justice that is timely, transparent, and in accordance with due process. Several senators are already expressing doubts about Saudi Arabia's story, including Democrat Pat Leahy and Republican Lindsey Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Many parts of Central Texas are fighting swollen rivers. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is adding dozens more counties to an emergency declaration list because of widespread flooding. Abbott says the worst is not over.
We anticipate river flooding to the moderate and major flood stage.
It was the wettest September in Texas history. Reservoirs are completely full and state officials have had to release a historic amount of water down the Colorado River.
Top U.S. intelligence officials say they're concerned about ongoing campaigns by several countries to influence our elections. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Homeland Security Department, the Justice Department, and the FBI have issued a joint statement. It says Russia, China, Iran, and other countries are using many platforms like social media, seeking to influence voter perceptions and decision-making in the 2018 and 2020 elections. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
According to a new study, a sunny home is actually a healthy home. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Researchers at the University of Oregon finding that rooms exposed to sunlight had fewer germs than rooms kept in the dark. Sunlit rooms had half as many growing bacteria as dark rooms did, and some of the bacteria that didn't survive in lighted rooms are strains that cause respiratory disease. Researchers say they'd like to design future studies to determine how much light is needed to kill germs, so architects can begin designing buildings with that in mind. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Where there are clear skies this weekend, many Americans will be able to witness a meteor shower after dark. John Clemens reports.
Dan Pitanowski of the AccuWeather Global Weather Center tells us about this weekend's meteor shower.
The Earth's orbit is actually passing through debris left behind from the trail of Halley's Comet over the weekend. And as the Earth takes that orbit through the debris, some of that will fall through the atmosphere as meteors. And, of course, as those burn up through the Earth's atmosphere, we get quite a light show. The peak of the meteor shower will be Sunday night into early Monday morning across the United States.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.